Welcome into the Michelle and Junie Show presented by the Nashville Jam Company in Berry Hill, Nashville's premier breakfast and brunch spot. And Superbook Sports, voted the number one sports book in Vegas. Make sure to download their app today. And we are going to have lots of lines and lots of picks for you later in the show. Boys, it's the third Saturday in October. Jared Cassidy behind the glass today. We got Junie Riddle. I'm Michelle Knezovic. And Tennessee fans, I need to check on your well-being right now. So, Jared, we go to you. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm sorry, what? No, I'm just joking. I'm feeling good. I mean, obviously, the third Saturday in October has meant not a lot in the last few years here, going on 15, since it's been a while. But today seems like a good day to change things up, maybe shock the world a little bit.
Ooh, I like that. Shock the world, Junie.
Listen, I'm a little bit nervous, too, just for the fact that I've been just waiting for this game. This is a huge matchup. I don't think a lot of people would have expected this to be a top 10 matchup between these two teams going into the season. But I'm just nervous because I really want this to be a good game, and I really want it to be a good showing, because we've been watching this Tennessee team all year long, and they've continuously showed how great they are offensively. So hopefully they put up a good game against Saban and company coming in town in Knoxville.
And College game day, if you're watching it on TV, I saw a lot of videos on Twitter this morning of people who are in Knoxville for this game. I mean, I thought the environment from an outsider looking in for the Florida game looked insane. This is just times 10, that environment. It looks so amazing, just a sea of orange everywhere. And I saw this interesting, stat on Twitter, and there's been a lot of trolling between Bama and Tennessee fans on Twitter this week. And one was like, Tennessee fans have never been able to tweet about a win over Alabama. They've never been able to take an Uber home after a game, because that is how long it's been since Tennessee has been able to beat Alabama. And if you think about that right now, I mean, Jared, you mentioned 15 years ago, right?
I think people were still using flip phones to text and having to type the number multiple times. Remember when we had to do that in like fifth or sixth grade?
Oh, believe me, I had my pink flip phone. I loved it, my Razor. Listen, Tennessee fans, if you are listening right now, text us in how you are feeling this morning, 615-737-1025, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What's the mental level like? What's the emotion level like? Are you watching it at a bar with your friends? Are you in the stadium today? Or do you just need to be secluded on your couch and just focusing on this game today? Because I know for big games, sometimes that's just what you got to do if you're a hard fan. But guys, like we like to do every Saturday morning, first segment, the Morning Brew segment is served up by the Nashville Jam Company in Berry Hill, Nashville's premier breakfast and brunch spot. I think Junie and I are going to go hit breakfast / brunch there after the show. So if you're a Tennessee fan, head over there. We'll be over there after the show at the Nashville Jam Company. But kicking off the Morning Brew this morning, we've already seen those betting lines change. We took a look at Superbook this morning, and we saw that the line is up to minus seven for Alabama. So Alabama now favorites.
Minus nine.
It was 7 on Friday. Now it's -9 this morning. And a lot of that is having to do with players that are ruled out for Tennessee and players who are ruled in for Alabama. We touched on, is Bryce Young going to play this week? We know he's been having some shoulder issues. He didn't play last week against Texas A&M. They barely slid by, 24-20 win over Texas A&M. Bryce Young's playing today. Another big name, Cedric Tillman. Will Cedric Tillman play for the Volunteers? He hasn't played the last couple weeks. He's out on an ankle injury. Cedric Tillman will not play for the Vols today. So I think that has to do a lot with the significant line change we've seen from yesterday till this morning.
Well, I think it has to. And you know, Cedric Tillman had that procedure to try and make it back to this game. I wonder if they're kind of second-guessing that decision because now he's not going to be able to play. I mean, this is your number one playmaker. This offense flows and makes big splash plays because of them. And when you're going up against a team like Alabama, you need every single player that you can get, and missing your number one weapon, I mean, that has got to sting for Vols fans. And especially if this game is really close and Bama does come out on top, a lot of people are going to be wondering, like, hey, you know, what if we did have Cedric Tillman? You know, they got their guy back and Bryce Young back there at quarterback. If they had had Cedric Tillman, you know, a lot of fans are going to be questioning that. But, you know, regardless, that's just the name of the game in football. You're going to be missing your guys sometimes.
Okay, so as we mentioned, wide receiver Cedric Tillman, ankle injury, he's ruled out for the Vols today. Safety Jalen McCollum is out on a felony aggravated assault charge, which happened after the LSU game. Reports came out on that this week. So those are going to be some prominent names that are out for the Vols today. As we mentioned, Bryce Young is in for Alabama today. So big changes. Those are prominent players that we were kind of just waiting until the day of to see if they were in, and they're in. Another headline we've got this morning surrounding this Tennessee-Alabama game. College game day is going to be there. SEC Nation is going to be there. All the stops for this game this afternoon. And there's always a lot surrounding who is going to be the guest picker. Who is going to be the guest picker wherever college game day is. And the guest picker caused a little, I guess, the little nervous energy surrounding Tennessee fans. Peyton Manning will be the guest picker this morning. Here was Peyton earlier this week on
BS. I've actually seen some numbers floating around. There is a pretty impressive losing streak for Tennessee in games that you attend. One that's making its rounds around the, not that we're superstitious, but a little stitious. Is this one where maybe you show up before the game and then leave as the game kicks off because you're kind of bad luck?
Yeah, probably so. You know, maybe if I stop by college game day and, you know, make a few picks and see my old teammate McAfee and then just leave. Yeah, why not? You know, I've only been to about 100 games since I graduated Tennessee, including the 98 National Championship. My record is actually pretty good. It probably couldn't be the fact that I've been to a number of Tennessee football games lately where we just haven't been very good. Accurate. And maybe that's why we lost. No, it's got to be me, right? It's my fault right. We lost to Georgia State a few years ago. I didn't see that one coming. So, I'm about as big a believer in superstitions as I don't know who. Let's just say I don't believe in them. So I sure hope that's not the case. I love going back there, and I hope the team plays well.
So that was Peyton Manning earlier this week with Greg McElroy talking about how, you know, Tennessee fans think Peyton's bad luck. I remember surrounding the Florida game a couple weeks ago. They were like, Peyton Manning, he can't go. He can't go. He's going to jinx us. And Peyton's like, guys, I was there when you won the Natty. You just haven't been that good.
No, absolutely. only Vols fans, and I'm not trying to knock you Vols fans.
I would be the same way. We all would
They are a passionate bunch down there in Knoxville and throughout the entire state of Tennessee, I should add. I mean, the Vols dominate this state. But listen, Peyton Manning is the GOAT of your program. I mean, he's the greatest, probably, athlete to ever come through their university. If I can't think of another one that can compete with Peyton Manning. Only the Vols would try and say, hey, Peyton, you're gonna have to sit this one out. And listen, if you are a fan, and let's say they don't get it done today, and you're thinking they didn't win because Peyton Manning showed up, you're playing Alabama. You're 9-point home underdogs. It's not Peyton Manning's fault. They need to get a grip. You should be happy that he loves Tennessee, that he comes back to Tennessee, because he's not only one of the greatest Vols of all time, he's just flat out one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Of all time, period. Mic drop. That's it. But if they win today, I feel like all that superstition has to go out the door.
It will be over. it'll definitely end all of that. I mean, like I said, Peyton Manning being there today, guest picking. I mean, this is probably the biggest game for Tennessee. This century, maybe, like, regular season wise. Jared, would you say that this is the biggest game for the Tennessee Vols? Regular season-wise, not SEC championship, not bowl games, biggest regular season game for the Vols this century.
I mean, yeah, if you're taking out, you know, SEC championship that we played in, you're taking out title games, stuff like that, then, yeah, it's definitely up there. I mean, the only other ones that can be, like, Tennessee has three big rivalries, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just it. Most college football teams do, but, like, you're you're held to win those games. Florida, Georgia. So any year that you could put that, like, Tennessee had the better team than Florida, like the Butch Jones year, doesn't compare to it. Like, this game blows it out of the water. I think you hit the nail on the head. I said it earlier. I tweeted it. This is the biggest game to hit the banks of the Tennessee River in a very, very long time.
And the amount of eyes on this game, the amount of people, we've already seen them. They were out there at about probably 5:45 this morning to get in line for College game day. But what I need to stress about this game is if Tennessee does get this win over Alabama, they need to capitalize on it, right? Texas A&M, they beat Alabama last year, didn't capitalize on it. Tennessee, if they get this win, they need to capitalize on it, and they can't let a Kentucky coming into town beat them. They can't lose any other games, because if you beat Alabama, you are in the talk for college football playoff. You are in. If you lose to Georgia, listen, it's still Georgia. But if you beat Alabama this week, you need to make sure that you beat everybody else. Georgia, listen, if Georgia beats you, you're going to be 11-1. They'll take the East, but you are in the conversation for the college football playoff. And I can't stress enough, if they get this win, they need to capitalize on it. I look at a Texas team this year. We all remember watching that Texas-Alabama game earlier this season. I think Alabama was favored by 20.5 points, something crazy like that. And Texas took them wire to wire. If their starting quarterback didn't get hurt, I think they would have beat this Alabama team.
Oh, for sure.
And their season would be talked about a lot different. They would be in the contention for. They just beat Oklahoma like 49-0 the other day.
That's because Ewers came back in that game. He got injured in that Bama game in his first game back. I think Texas is legit with him in the running. But you got to think, Alabama played one of their worst games of the season against Texas, and it was due to that environment. I'm really looking for Neyland Stadium today. I know that this is one of the best college football environments, but listen. Saban's in town. This is the greatest college football coach of all time. Alabama has been a dominating program since 2009, when he really started to get rolling with his recruiting classes coming in. You have got to make this a once-in-a-lifetime experience at Neyland Stadium in order to get a win like this. You know, when it comes to beating Alabama in college football, it is the test for SEC teams. You know, if you beat them, you're going to be in the national conversation, and this is a huge step for this Tennessee program going forward.
Can Tennessee get the win over Alabama today? We've got some texts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Andrew said, I can only describe it as cautious optimism. I'm used to being disappointed, but I'm hoping that this won't happen this year. If you're a Vols fan, text in, call in, let us know how you're feeling on this third Saturday in October, Saturday morning before the Tennessee-Alabama game in Neyland today. Coming up next, Junie and I will preview this matchup. What do the Vols need to do to knock off Alabama? You're listening to the Michelle and Junie Show on 102.5, 106.3 in the Game Nashville app.
Biggest game of the week, Alabama taking on Tennessee. How much real danger is Bama in this weekend after barely getting by Texas A&M?
Max, they're in big danger. And if Bryce Young either doesn't play or is ineffective, how about DEFCON 1? Alabama cannot win this game without Bryce Young. He's that critical. And we saw that last week. We were talking about the A&M game. It took a last second, final play of the game stopped by the Alabama defense to beat a team that they were a 3-touchdown favorite over, who had already lost a couple of times this year, including to Appalachian State. So the stakes are different. Knoxville is a very difficult, hostile environment, and Hendon Hooker, possibly the best quarterback in the country.
That was a former Tennessee Vol, Paul Feinbaum, with Max Kellerman earlier this week, previewing the Tennessee-Alabama game. And he noted on two specific guys, wide receiver Cedric Tillman for the Tennessee Volunteers. If he would play, he is ruled out today. And Bryce Young, star quarterback of Alabama, former Heisman winner. Will he play today? And yes, he is ruled in. In the game, I personally think, leading up to this week, a lot of it weighed on, will Bryce Young play today? And how much of a difference maker he is for this Tennessee Volunteers team. Welcome back into the Michelle and Junie Show. I'm Michelle Knezvik with Junie Riddle, Jared Cassidy behind the glass. Our show is presented by the Nashville Jam Company and Superbook Sports. We talked earlier this morning on how with those specific players being ruled out and being ruled in, how the lines have already shifted in this matchup. It was, at the beginning of the week, it was Alabama favored by 7.5. By Friday, Alabama favored by 7. And now this morning, knowing who's active, knowing who's inactive, the line has gone up to 9. We'll make our picks on this game and a lot of other SEC matchups later in the show at 9:45. Also at 9:30, we're going to be joined by Chris Gordy of Locked On SEC, talking all things SEC football, this Alabama-Tennessee matchup, and then also some of the other big matchups that are happening around the country this morning. But first, I have a question that I forgot to ask you guys in the first segment regarding this Tennessee-Alabama rivalry and just both fan bases. And I was jamming out to this song this morning.
Uh-oh, I know where this is going.
And let us know if you're listening, Tennessee fans, Bama fans, SEC fans, whatever. Text us, call us, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Is Dixieland Delight a Tennessee song or an Alabama song? Jared?
It's definitely not a Tennessee song.
Because I have seen a lot of Tennessee banter on Twitter this week saying, well, it's a Tennessee Saturday night. It's our song. And I'm like, but the band is Alabama. So I don't know if it's trolling, but text us. Let us know. 615-737-1025.
I think Dixie Land Delight is encompassing of the entire South, but with the heart of Dixie being in Alabama. Listen, I went to Western Kentucky, and we jammed out and had our own version of Dixieland Delight, where we would, you know, chant against our rivals as well. And we would, instead of saying Roll Tide, we say Roll Tops. But you
and
know,
we say Roll Cats at the University of Kentucky. See, I think everybody has their own version of it.
Everybody has adopted it because it's, I mean, it's a really cool thing. But it's Alabama's song. When I hear anything like, when I hear somebody say, oh, I'm going to Dixie, I know exactly where they're going. They're going to Bama. It doesn't matter where. That song is so iconic, and they've made it such. And the band that sings it is Alabama. So, like, you can't say that that's a Tennessee song when literally the band is named Alabama.
Well, both schools have the best songs, Dixieland Delight and Rocky Top. And if you're any other SEC school, you're just jealous of those two songs. So you just try to adopt 100%, 100%. Them. We got a text on the text line. Matt from Camden. I'm trying not to get too tipsy on orange Kool-Aid this morning, but I have a good feeling about today. I'm going Vols 54, Bama 50. Go Vols. Now that, I hope you took the over if that is the score today, because that would be a very, very high scoring game. And I think that's what it's going to come down to. I mean, we have seen this Tennessee offense be so explosive. There was a lot of worry, you know, when Cedric Tillman went out with that ankle injury, would the offense, would those second and third receivers still be able to step up and perform to that level? And they have. And I think so much about this, too, is Hendon Hooker. And I think that this is his Heisman game today. We saw what he was able to do over Florida, had a tremendous game. I mean, he has just slowly but surely just been consistent, and performed higher than I would have ever expected him to perform this season. But listen, now you're playing Alabama, and I really don't think this Tennessee team has played all that good of a team so far this year. Yes, I know that these teams were ranked, but right, heading into the season, right, they start in Pittsburgh. Pat Narduzzi, you know that team's always going to be gritty up there in Pittsburgh. But their starting quarterback goes out at the end of the first half, right? And they're playing a backup, and then he's limping by the second half, and then they go into overtime and they get the win. Okay. And then you play right in Akron, and then you play a Ball State, which are cupcakes. And then you play an LSU team with I know Brian Kelly, an accomplished college football coach, but first year head coach at LSU, hasn't been able to get his recruits in yet because he just took over the job from Ed Orgeron, with that LSU team not being very good last year. So have they truly been tested yet? with a defense like this Alabama's defense, with an offense like this Alabama's offense, because my concerns are Tennessee's defense today. Their offense, listen, I think they're going to shoot the lights out in Neyland Stadium. I think they're going to get on the board. I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game. But the worry is their defense. They haven't faced an offense like this. They haven't faced a Bryce Young. They haven't faced a Heisman-caliber quarterback.
Well, and I think that part of the reason the line has shifted so much was because this Alabama team is completely different when it has Bryce Young. When Jalen Milroe is in there, it's a very much so run-heavy team, and I think that goes into the favor of the Vols, because really the Vols have defended the run pretty good this year, I would say, considering where they're ranked defensively. But you look at this secondary and the woes that are there, missing a starting safety. Bryce Young is a Heisman-winning quarterback. He's, in my opinion,
even injured.
In my opinion, Bryce Young might not be the best NFL prospect going in, but I personally think that he is the best quarterback in college football with his intangibles. So I think Tennessee is really going to have to get to him if they want to win this game. We've seen this pass rush step up against Florida. We've seen it step up against LSU. It's going to have to take that next step and really get up in Bryce Young, make him feel uncomfortable. He is not 100% going into this game. They need to make him feel even less than what he's feeling right now, because if they do not get to him, he is going to have a field day. And like a lot of people are saying, I would bet the over in this game. I didn't want to bet the over against LSU. Me and Jared were kind of talking about that last week, and I think Jared missed the over by 1 point. Is that right, Jared?
Yeah, it was pretty close.
But the worst
and best thing about gambling.
Exactly. When you're so close, Vegas, they do a good job for a reason. But like I said, this defensive front with Tennessee, which has been getting better all season long, has to have their best day. But like you said, Hendon Hooker, it's all going to come down to him on the offensive side. And how he plays is going to dictate how the Vols play in this game.
Paul Feinbaum mentioned it, the sound we heard earlier in this segment. Hendon Hooker, he said, is the best quarterback in the SEC right now. We've got a lot of big SEC matchups today. We've got Auburn, Ole Miss, that'll be coming up at 12 Eastern. Vanderbilt, Georgia, that's going to be a doozy. Alabama, Tennessee, you got LSU, Florida, and you got Mississippi State, Kentucky. A lot of big matchups today. And we're going to dive deeper into this Tennessee-Alabama matchup and all of these other games around the country in the SEC. We're going to be joined by Chris Gordy from Locked on the SEC. You're listening to the Michelle and Juni Show on 102.5, 106.3 in the Game Nashville app. Join me today at New Heights Brewing Company, located at 928 John Lewis Way South in Nashville, for the SEC Game of the Week presented by BettingHero.com. You know what game it is. Alabama, Tennessee, gonna be a good one. Come out to New Heights Brewing and BettingHero.com. They're going to help you enjoy your experience betting on mobile. They might even buy you a beer. And the fun all starts at 2:30 today. Vols fans, Bama fans, SEC fans, everyone come out, and we'll see you later today at 2:30. We've got a huge slate of SEC games today. Obviously, Alabama and Tennessee headlining it all. But now we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and we welcome in Chris Gordy of Locked on SEC. Chris, how are we doing? Haven't seen you since media days, and a lot has changed since then.
It has, and it's a little depressing knowing we're already halfway through the college football season. So that's a depressing thought. But the good thing is, this is the time of year where we start to get into the thick of the SEC schedule and start to get some really good matchups. And this is where we really start to separate who are the true contenders and who are the teams that, we kind of thought were going to be good this year, and finding out they're not. It's a big, big weekend.
Well, I remember one of the biggest storylines at SEC Media Day was who is going to be that third team in the SEC, right? You've got Bama, you've got Georgia, and it's pretty clear that the Tennessee Volunteers have gained that third spot and have a chance to beat Alabama today, take that however you want. What do you think this matchup is going to look like today, Chris? I mean, Bryce Young has been ruled in. One of Tennessee's star wide receivers, Cedric Tillman, is ruled out. Do you think that Tennessee can make this a game today with Alabama?
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, the Bryce Young news is interesting because, you know, I was hearing earlier in the week that they were still being overly precautious with him. And, mm-hmm. you know, I had somebody tell me on Monday, don't be surprised if they send him out again one more game. So how limited will Bryce be? How you know, he's obviously not 100%, but what does 80-85% Bryce Young look like? The big thing of me for Alabama is at this point in the year, they still haven't really established who their go-to targets are in the passing game. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got some decent receivers from Trayshon Holden to Ja'Cory Brooks. Kobe Prentice is a freshman I really like, but nobody's really established himself. When you talk about, you know, an Alabama team that every year has got a go-to guy from, mm-hmm. you know, last year with Jameson Williams and John Mechie, and going years back to
Julio,
you know, everybody
Jones.
Jerry Jeudy, Julio Jones. They've always had these big premier talents at wide receiver, and this year Bryce Young hasn't really established that with somebody. The good news for Bama is they found their stride in the run game these last couple weeks. Jahmyr Gibbs, a transfer from Georgia Tech, has really been going after it hard these last 2 weeks. I think 39 carries for 360 yards. To me, that's the spot that nobody's talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, Bryce Young plays great, but Tennessee's got to slow down the run game. And that's mm-hmm. where I think the defensive line for the Vols today has to come up big, has to slow down Jahmyr Gibbs. We saw earlier in the season, you know, the teams are doing a pretty good job of slowing down the run for Bama. So if Jahmyr Gibbs gets going and he's out in space and breaking off long runs, it's going to be a long day for the Vols. And then the other one is the Alabama defensive line. Mm-hmm. We know, you know, from Will Anderson to Dallas Turner, all these different pieces they have that we thought are, you know, going to have monster years. They've been good. Will Anderson's had a lot of quarterback pressures. He just hasn't had a lot of sacks like we thought he would. Mm-hmm. I thought Alabama's defensive line did a really good job getting after Arkansas's offensive line and disrupting that cadence, the snap count from KJ Jefferson. They were shooting that A-gap and getting after him. How will they do against Hendon Hooker and the Vols, who we know want to run up-tempo, want to be fast? Can Alabama disrupt and get in there and pressure Hendon Hooker to throw the ball before he wants to? And, you know, like you mentioned, Cedric Tillman out today, that you know, it hurts. But I think, you know, Jalin Hyatt has been, you know, a monster target for Hendon all year. And obviously, Brew McCoy came on big last week in the LSU win. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think we're going to have a shootout. And, you know, which defense steps up first and gets the big tip turnover? Hendon Hooker, as you guys know, the only SEC quarterback who has yet to throw an interception. If he makes that mistake today and throws a pick, mm-hmm. really going to put the Vols behind the eight ball. But, yeah, absolutely. Vols have a chance to win today, but a lot of eyes on Bryce Young. How healthy is he? And what happens when Tennessee hits him in the mouth? And, you know, can he respond?
Chris, question on Alabama here. Do you see this team as a vulnerable team this year? We've seen them as 20-point favorites going against Texas and going up against Texas A&M, and those games were a lot closer than what the experts had thought. Do you think that this team is not as good as Alabama teams have been in the past?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. You know, before the season, I kept looking at all the pieces that they lost and the big question marks. I thought this offensive line is probably one of the worst ones that they've had in the mm-hmm. Nick Saban era. The receiving core, like I said, is missing that big go-to target. And the secondary, in my opinion, hasn't been all that good. Terrion Arnold has been kind of up and down, mixed bag. Eli Ricks, the big transfer from LSU, was supposed to come in and lock down one of those corner spots, and he's battled everything from injury to adjusting to the new scheme and understanding the playbook and all that. So they definitely have some questions. And, you know, before the season, I predicted, just looking at this schedule and all the tough road environments Alabama mm-hmm. has to go to this year, I said they were going to lose a regular season game. Now, in years past, we've seen that doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. Bama loses a road game and still rebounds, wins the SEC, and somehow still gets into the playoffs. So, you know, it is what it is, but I just think the schedule is so brutal. And this is one of those games I had circled going into Knoxville where they're going to be fired up because they have a good team for the first time in a long time. And I think this is definitely a danger spot for Alabama. But all that said, look, is this Alabama team not as dominant as ones in recent years? Yes. Can they still win the game today? Yes. And can they still lose this game and win the SEC and get to the playoff? Yes. So all that stuff is still there, mm-hmm. unfortunately. I mean, I think we're all rooting for, you know, I always say this, I do Locked On SEC. I speak to 13 other fan bases who hate Alabama and want them to lose every week. You know, one day we're going to get to a point where Bama loses two games, three games, and they come down off the high mountain and they're not in the playoff conversation. But, man, it just seems like every year, even when they slip up and lose a game, it seems not to matter. And not to downplay this game at all, but it is an East versus West opponent. Tennessee can lose this game today and still beat Georgia and win the East and go to Atlanta. Alabama can lose this game today, still win the West, and still go to Atlanta. So as fun as it is a rivalry game, it still doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot in terms of who's going to be playing for the SEC title game.
Right now we've got Chris Gordy on with us from Locked On SEC. So, of course, you know, Vols fans, there's a lot here in Nashville, a lot of SEC fans in general, and very passionate fan base, Chris, I'm sure you know. All of SEC is, but Vols Nation is very, very passionate. So they're talking, you know, if they beat Bama, like, what could they be in the college football playoff conversation? So say, let's put a scenario out there. They beat Bama and they lose to Georgia.
And yeah, they, I think that's possible, but they, you know, they're going to have to impress the playoff committee. You know, what does the loss to Georgia look like? Is it a close one where they lose by a field goal? You know, if they go and get absolutely obliterated and score 7 points in a blowout loss to Georgia, I think even with that one loss, you're going to have a tough argument. So, you know, before the season, I said both Kentucky and Tennessee, you know, I picked as possible 10-2 teams. Kentucky's kind of let me down because they've already got the two losses already, but Tennessee's in a prime spot still to go 10-2. People were asking me at SEC Media Days in the offseason, you know, is Tennessee a team that could compete for the East? And I just said not yet. I just didn't think they were on the level of Georgia. But I said, that said, you can still go 10-2, have a great year, go to a Sugar Bowl, and the arrow's pointed upward for the program. So I understand everybody's expectations have raised. The team's undefeated here, and we're feeling good about them. But, again, don't be down on them if they do lose today and then lose to Georgia. A 10-2 season with losses to Bama and Georgia would still be an excellent year two for Josh Heupel. And, you know, this thing is still building. You're still trying to get some big-time recruits in here and build this thing up. So, again, I try to always just take things in perspective, although I know what's going to happen. If they lose this game today, everybody's going to be screaming and yelling and upset, and then rightfully so, I guess.
Well, Chris, as a University of Kentucky alum, the Wildcats have also disappointed me as well. But let's look at that Kentucky team. You know, another big SEC matchup we've got today, Mississippi State is heading to Lexington. They got the night game tonight. What do you think about this Mississippi State team tonight? And do you think that, you know, the Ole Miss-Kentucky game was Kentucky just shooting themselves in the foot, and then obviously Will Levis is out. They get the loss against South Carolina. Do you think that this team can turn it around?
They can, but they've got to get much better offensive line play. I've been so disappointed with how that O-line has performed. You know, granted, the Ole Miss game, it was a game that Kentucky played hard enough. They should have won. They were in the red zone a couple of times there late with the Will Levis fumbles. They cost them the game. But, you know, go back to why those fumbles happened. You know, a couple of them is because protection breakdowns. And Levis didn't have the time to sit back there in the pocket to find his guy. He's got, you know, an edge rusher coming off the edge and getting to him and disrupting his arm as throwing motion. And so, you know, he's one of the most sacked quarterbacks in the SEC. And, you know, granted, they lose the game to South Carolina last week because he was not in there. But they did have some other issues. You know, Chris Rodriguez had a big fumble. They had a blocked punt. They just had a lot of issues that I thought, you know, this far along, you know, with a Mark Stoops program, I thought they would be a little bit more disciplined and you know, have some better offensive line recruits coming in and would be playing much better. So this is a dangerous spot for Kentucky. I know it's a home game, but you know, everybody's saying Mississippi State is around a touchdown favorite. And look, they are a dangerous, dangerous team. Outside of that loss at LSU a couple weeks ago, Mississippi State has been putting it on people. Will Rogers, you know, best quarterback in the SEC in terms of passing yards and passing touchdowns. And year three of that Mike Leach system, he's on fire. And so it would not surprise me at all if Mississippi State goes into Kentucky tonight and blows them out, just because I have some questions. Even if Will Levis is back 100% off that turf toe injury, I still have questions about the offensive line and run protection or pass protection. So, yeah, if you ask me to pick it, I would say Mississippi State goes in tonight and rolls Kentucky, and Mike Leach and Mississippi State, they start sitting there as a very attractive one-loss team in the SEC West.
We're speaking with Chris Gordy from Locked On SEC. Chris, we have seen the Georgia Bulldogs come out of the gates firing, really beating up on Oregon and other schools. But here recently, they had a close game against Kent State and Missouri. What do you think of this Georgia team, and are they the best team in the SEC right now?
Yeah, I thought Kent State was kind of – that was one of those games where, you kind of lose focus and you're just like, all right, we're supposed to destroy this team. Let's just try to figure out how to get out of here with a victory. They did that. And then the Mizzou game, I think, give Como credit. That city was rocking. That stadium was rocking that night, and Mizzou put up as best of a fight as they could. And at the end of the day, when they needed it most, Georgia went down and got two touchdowns late and won the game. And so, have they looked like the dominating force they did the first 2 weeks? No. But I thought last week was a big get-right spot playing Auburn. I think it was 14-0 at the half. And then in the second half, Georgia just absolutely rolled them. So, I think Georgia's starting to, they're a lot like some of these other teams that you can only play who's in front of you on the schedule. But when you're playing a team that's not very good, it's hard to just get up every week and get your mind right, as opposed to, look at the games Alabama's playing where they're going on the road in some hostile environments. It's easy for them to get up for those games because it's tough opponents. But, I mean, Georgia's a 38-point favorite against Vandy today. I've been telling everybody take Vandy plus the 38 because I just feel like this Georgia team is almost like playing with its food. They're just looking ahead saying, yeah, this is great. Now let's get to Atlanta. Let's get to the SEC championship game and let's go play for a college football playoff. I think that's just kind of been their mindset. But that said, Stetson Bennett, I think, has got to play a little bit better. He looked really good through those first two games. I had him as a Heisman, as one of the favorites on the Heisman list, and I think he's kind of come down off that with how he's played the last couple of weeks. Run game's been a little bit inconsistent. I'd like it to be that dominating force like they typically are. That's how Kirby Smart's kind of built his offenses. And then the defense has not been as suffocating as we're used to. And they've had guys in and out of the lineup. Small Munden's been hurt. Carter's been hurt. So we'll see. We'll see what they look like here, today against Vandy. But again, if you ask me to pick the point spread, I would take Vandy plus the 30. I think Georgia wins and wins big. I just don't think they cover that number.
Well, that's perfect, Chris, because we are heading into our betting segment next. Really quick before we let you go, are you taking Tennessee plus the 9 over Alabama today?
Oh yeah. I mean, look, you gotta let's exercise caution here and understand it's a hostile environment. Neyland is going to be rocking like it hasn't been rocking in a long time. That up-tempo offense is going to be able to score some points. Again, how does Bryce Young respond? I think it's a shootout. I've been picking Tennessee to win all week, so I'm going to stick with them to win. But man, I think that you do have to take Tennessee plus the 9 just to play it safe, because even if they lose, I think they lose by a touchdown or so.
Chris Gordy, enjoy your slate of SEC games today, and we appreciate you coming on.
All right, thanks, guys. Anytime.
That was Chris Gordy from Locked On SEC. He said he has taken Tennessee plus the 9. He said he's got him on Moneyline this week. We are coming up with our bets on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Michelle and Juni Show on 102.5, 106.3 in the Game Nashville app. Play silly underdog picks today. Pick 3 football underdog teams you think will win this week for a chance to win great prizes. Play now at thegamenashville.com or 102.5 The Game app. Silly Underdog Picks is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket, Superbook Sports, and voted the number one Superbook in Vegas. Download their app today. We have got the Superbook Sportsbook app pulled up because it is time to make some money. Everybody out there, we are picking all the SEC games today. It is a great slate of games today. Welcome back into the Michelle and Juni Show. I'm Michelle Knezovic with Juni Riddle. We've got Jared Cassidy as we inch closer to Tennessee, Alabama today. Jared, mental check. How are we feeling?
Feeling pretty good.
He's feeling good. Were you happy with Chris Gordy from Locked On SEC saying he's been picking Tennessee to win all week?
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's a smart play here. I mean, you get 9 points at home. Tough place to play, even though it is Bama. Both teams have injuries. I still think you take the points. I thought he had made some interesting points, too. I think this is the biggest game of the year to this point for the defense. I also like that he brought up that this is not an SEC championship-making game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge point for this. They can lose this and still be in kind of some contention. So we got a couple hours till this unfolds. Let's roll.
Very, very exciting. Really quick before we head into our SEC picks of the day. I need to touch on a couple things that have been happening on College Game Day in Knoxville. Pat McAfee did a backflip off a boat into the river in a Tennessee Volunteers overall set, so that was pretty epic. It is on Twitter right now. And also Lane Kiffin was on College Game Day this morning, and he made sure to say, "Let's beat the state of Alabama today. Go Vols." So coming from Lane Kiffin, that's got to get some Vols fans fired up.
I think the entire city of Knoxville just collectively rolled their eyes at Lane Kiffin. Listen, it's a little too late, Lane, to hop on that train. But they both are going up against big Alabama school opponents. And we'll start getting into those lines, Michelle.
Well, listen, speaking of Lane Kiffin, let's start with Ole Miss Auburn. Ole Miss is favored by 15.5. Listen, I think Brian Harsin has been on the hot seat for this Auburn team, and we have seen a lot of rough games from this Auburn team so far this year. But 15.5, that is a very big margin. I know Ole Miss has gotten explosive offense, but let me have Auburn plus the 15.5, but Ole Miss on the money line. Junie?
I'm going to take Auburn as well. I just think that line is a little too big. Auburn here recently has been playing closer. I look at that LSU game and how they played against them. I know they lost to Georgia big, but Georgia was coming off those two tough games against Missouri and Kent State. So they really, you know, wanted to kind of give it to Auburn. So, yeah, give me Auburn on the points today.
Jared?
I will take Auburn as well.
Yeah, no way you're giving Lane any of that. Lane is not covering the spread for you. Okay, switching to, listen, the biggest game of the day. I don't know why we didn't start with this one. Tennessee-Alabama, we've talked about it all show long. Chris Gordy from Locked On SEC said that he is taking Tennessee plus the 9. He said he's taking him on the money line. Listen, I'm doing the exact same thing. Give me the Vols plus the 9. And listen, I'm taking him on the money line. Why not? Throw a couple bucks on them. I've been telling it on my Superbook reads all week. This is a hostile environment. Vols fans are fired up. If Tennessee can find a way to stop the run, I think they get the win today. Junie.
I'm going Bama on the spread.
You're going Bama on the spread? Okay.
Listen. I need to see it. I need to see it. Listen, Tennessee, you have a really good team this year. Probably we'll finish the year in the top 10, and if not, you're going to be right outside the top 10. But this is Alabama. This is Nick Saban. This is the reigning Heisman-winning quarterback. I think that Bama is going to come in here really, really angry with how they've been performing the first half of the season, whether you look at the Texas game, whether you look at the Texas A&M game.
Mm-hmm.
They always play better the week after they play bad. I just have a feeling that Hendon Hooker's no turnover streak will end today, and I think that Nick Saban's going to take away what he wants to do and really, you know, make him beat them and take away some of his best weapons. So give me Bama minus 9. I think that Tennessee might be able to cover late, but I'm taking Bama. I think they have too much talent on this team to lose.
Jared?
Yeah, this is it, guys. This is the year. This is their best chance to do it. I'm a firm believer. I think they can get it done today. I just think that the defense has to step up. Give me Tennessee and the 9 points. Let's go.
Let's go. I love it, Jared. Listen, I think you mentioned a very specific point there in this is the year. This is the best team they have had to beat them in a very, very long time. And what I said to start off the show this morning, Tennessee beats them, they need to capitalize on it, and they need to keep going, and they can't let another silly loss on their schedule get to them. Okay, next SEC game, my alma mater, and I don't feel too high on it, Mississippi State. Mike Leach is heading up to Lexington. I'm picking Mississippi State minus the 3.5. I don't think Kentucky gets it done today. I think I've seen a lot of weaknesses. I think their offensive line is very, very, very bad. Give me Mississippi State minus the 3.5.
What? No way.
Book it. I'm going to mark this. We're going to promo this. This is going out this week.
Listen, book it. Listen, my heart is telling me
Kentucky. I want this as my ringtone.
My heart is telling me Kentucky, but my head is telling me Mississippi State. I think they're an underrated team, guys.
Fine. Then I'll do it for you. I'm going Kentucky plus the 3.5. The Cats are at home. It's going to be a late night game. I have been to Lexington on Catterdays.
Kroger Field.
Yeah, I always call it Commonwealth. I can't call it Kirk. I think that's awful. But regardless of that, I like Kentucky's defense. I think Will Levis is the better quarterback in this matchup, regardless of stats. They're going to be playing with a little bit of an edge, being at home, coming off two losses. This is a better team than what the record shows. Give me the Cats.
Really quick, Jared?
Cats.
Cats, we love it. Lastly, Vanderbilt, Georgia today. Vanderbilt is favored by Georgia is favored by 38. Guys, we all picking Vanderbilt plus a 38?
No.
Nope.
Oh, okay. I'm taking Vandy plus a 38. That is all the time we have for you guys. We are about to pass the baton to Caroline Fenton for Southeastern Caroline. She's going to dive way deeper into all these lines. Enjoy your SEC game day today. And listen, Vols fans, I'm rooting for you today. Hope it's going to be a big one. You're listening to the Michelle and Junie Show. Happy Saturday, Nashville. I'm 102.5, 106.3 in the Game Nashville app.